Is Europe ready to shun Russian oil? Maybe not yet. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Foreign ministers from across the European Union are meeting today in Luxembourg. Up for discussion is whether it is time for a Russian oil embargo. There is disagreement. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
A European Union embargo of Russian oil has a long way to go to reach reality. But the foreign ministers of Ireland, Lithuania, and the Netherlands say it's now a step closer, with the EU's executive office drafting proposals for an oil embargo to be part of the next round of sanctions on Russia. Over the weekend, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky pressed Europe to cut off Russian oil, saying payments for those exports are funding Russia's war and giving it a sense of impunity. But some countries, like Germany, have resisted because they rely a lot on Russia's fossil fuel. Germany is Europe's largest economy. It gets about a third of its crude oil from Russia. Bulgaria is almost completely dependent on Russian oil imports. Last week, the EU agreed to end importing Russian coal, but that's easier to replace from other sources. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Here in the U.S., it is a great time to be looking for a new job, and a lot of people are. The share of workers quitting their jobs is still near a record high. The unemployment rate is back to where it was before the pandemic. And we've got new data out shedding light on what's driving workers to move on and how they're liking those new jobs. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Nearly half of American workers are looking for a new job or plan to in the next year and think they'll make more money just by switching jobs, according to a recruiting firm Employ. CEO Pete Lamson says one in three are so confident about their prospects, they're ready to quit without a new job lined up.
The labor market today really is a golden age for workers.
Except all that turnover is stressing some workers out.
78% are feeling burnout, and a driver of that, so many of their co-workers have left, which increases their workload.
One big source of worker bum out, says Tim Gloa at consulting firm Grant Thornton.
28% of American workers feel their manager is the single most stressful part of their day.
The firm's latest state of work report finds getting a new job usually leads to an increase in pay, but not necessarily job satisfaction. About a third of job switchers say their new position doesn't meet their expectations. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 1-9% range. With the Dow future down 43 points, the 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.768%, which, by the way, is around the highest it has been since 2019. Treasury yields are basically the lowest interest rates in the economy, so things like mortgages and car loan rates, they just go up from there. It is a sign that the Federal Reserve's rate hikes designed to control inflation are starting to take root in the economy. The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has easily won a referendum on whether he should step down or complete his 6-year term. Mr. López Obrador had called for the recall election himself as a way of confirming his mandate. Around 91% of people voted in favor of him staying in office until 2024. But the turnout was very low, around 17.5%. His political opponents had boycotted the vote, saying it was designed to distract people from the government's failures. The BBC's Will Grant takes the temperature of voters from Chiapas State.
Laura Gomez has been making tamales for more than 25 years. Laura sells tamales at the market in her town, Villa Flores. She used to spend what little she earned to buy more ingredients. Now, though, her tiny business receives a soft loan from the López Obrador government. Her husband, a taxi driver, also gets a small business loan. Both her daughters, one of whom is a single mother with a disability, receive a stipend, and her father gets a modest pension. Little wonder Laura's voted for AMLO at every election since 2006.
Lo que ha tocado principalmente es los corazones.
He's touched our hearts, she explains. At no time has he offered handouts in exchange for votes, refuting one of the main criticisms of Mr. López Obrador, that he's simply bought her loyalty with aid.
No,
I like him from the very start for what he say about how he will act as president. In the past, you will be threatened with, don't vote for this candidate or we will take your benefits away. Not anymore.
President López Obrador can count on the support of communities like Villa Flores. The rural poor make up the base of his support. Of course, a polarizing figure like Andrés Manuel López Obrador has many critics, too. They say he's bungled the response to everything, from COVID to the economy and the drug war.
I'm against the president's plans to install an autocracy in Mexico, where all the powers are concentrated into his hand.
We don't want him to extend his mandate. While he's in power, we want to see him work and attend to urgent needs of country.
So how valid are their fears that he'll use it to stay in power for years?
I don't think that he's using this as a way to extend his mandate.
Carlos Ramirez is a Mexican political analyst and commentator.
But he will use a result of the referendum to enhance his power during the final part of his administration.
For so long, millions in Mexico felt abandoned and unseen by their leaders. Now, even halfway through his mandate, polls suggest that more than 60% of voters still back Mr. López Obrador, an impressive feat of popularity in any nation.
That's the BBC's Will Grant there. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.